The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 181, Rise of the Canberra.
Good work, Bella. He's out cold. I must admit you had me worried for a moment.
Seriously? You think I'm going to ally myself with him? How is she?
I think she'll be fine. He just stunned her. Nurse Ladner. Elizabeth. Wake up!
What happened?
Joe Mack hit you with a stun gun. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. Felt like I got kicked by a mantra. What happened to him?
You distracted him enough for me to sedate him.
Did you use the dosage I prepared?
Yeah, I picked it up after he shot you.
Then he'll be out for a couple of hours. Doctor, what should we do with him?
Put him in the ship's brig. We can't put him in the same room with Zogar. We can't risk him getting sick. We may need him. Margot, take him to the brig. We'll deal with him when he wakes up.
You got it, Doc. This wouldn't be the first time I dragged him back to his bunk. Come on. I always knew you were a dead weight.
Do you think Joe Mack will actually cooperate with you?
He wants his ship back so badly, he'll probably cooperate if I promise to turn it over to him when we are through.
You think he'd actually believe that?
Trust me, if it means getting his ship back, he'll do just about anything. We may have a slight problem, though.
What would that be?
I saw Captain Tam in that bar. I know she was following me. On the way back to the ship, I saw Joe Mack. He thought he was hiding in a market, but he's not so good at blending in. If he followed me here, she can't be far behind.
Maybe you should go back to the Mercury. You can find out what's going on. I need eyes and ears on that ship.
How do I know you just won't take off and leave me?
I really need you to help navigate this ship. You know that I must retrieve my matrix specimen from the hospital. I'm going to need help doing that.
Let's not play games, Doctor. I want Lord Zogar back. Why would I even think about helping you retrieve your precious matrix if it's going to destroy
him? He already has a matrix biometric in his brain. It is old, and when it fails, it could leave him useless. I will provide him with an up-to-date, state-of-the-art interface.
Which you would control?
No, Bella. Which we would control. Think of it. All that power at your fingertips. The biometric interface doesn't put him under my control. It's the software. That can always be changed.
Just what are you saying?
He would still be the power and figurehead behind Rage, except he would be under our influence. I plan on making him open to suggestions. Our suggestions. He will think he is still in control, but we will be pulling the strings. Tell me, Bella, were you loyal to him or to his power?
I will think on this, Doctor. In the meantime, I'll head to the Mercury and see what happened to Captain Tam.
All right, Doctor. The skipper is secured and sleeping like a baby. What do you want me to do now?
Begin preparations for departure for the old Cali Hospital. We will depart once Bella returns from her scouting mission.
I see. Playing both sides, are you?
I play to win. Now, if you will excuse me.
I think I like that, Sheila.
Detective Garrett, what kind of vehicle will you be using this evening?
Your standard black reinforced police SUV.
In other words, a tank on wheels.
That's pretty much it. If he tries to ram me, he'll lose that battle.
So you'll be driving the SUV and Jameson will make the arrest. So what are you going to do if he sees you and tries to escape?
It's a one-way street in front of the power plant. I plan to park ahead of him, actually facing him just off that drive. When he pulls in front and Jameson gives me the go signal, I will approach him head on and stop any forward progress. If he tries to back up, I'll stay on him. Unless he plans on escaping in reverse, he won't be going anywhere.
If he's a good driver, I suspect he could spin on a sixpence and get away.
I have the campus police on speed dial. They'll be more than happy to give chase.
If that should happen, What will you tell them?
As we discussed earlier, he's a suspect in an arson case.
Excellent.
Going over last-minute plans?
One can never be too prepared.
I agree. Detective Garrett, have you checked out the SUV yet?
I'm going to the motor pool now. I'll get a dispatch ticket and have the vehicle in place at least an hour before sunset. I'll be far enough away from the plant to avoid suspicion.
Sounds like a plan. Notify me when you're in position.
Will do.
Finally.
Finally? What, Agent Simon?
Finally something other than sitting in a car, listening to Sam eat, and Jameson talking about football matches back home. Police work, Captain Richards. Actual police work that doesn't involve surveillance.
I couldn't agree with you more. We've done a lot of surveillance on this one. It'll be so satisfying when our suspects are on their way back to Boldabar Prison. So I was wondering, once this mission is wrapped up in a nice bow, what happens to you and Jameson?
Oh, I don't know. As far as I know, we'll be reassigned to MI6 in London. I'm not sure if Jameson will still be with me.
But as a junior analyst, he has to be prepared with a seasoned agent, right?
Only for field work. He's quite capable of research on his own.
Come on, Agent Simon. You know you'd miss him.
Like a bad cold.
Now, he's not that bad. I've had my share of bumbling rookies, I know.
I suppose you're right, but don't let him know I said that.
Hey, I'm getting ready for my evening feed.
Even though it's a little earlier than usual, do you think you can stuff everything down in time?
Well, don't you remember? I told you I was going to almost fast.
This sounds interesting. What do you consider almost fasting?
Just the mega burger, large fries, and a shake.
Sam, I'm impressed. That's almost reasonable.
And a bucket of chicken.
Good grief. If I ate that much, I'd explode. How on earth do you eat that much and still look normal?
Remember, we have two stomachs and a very complicated digestive tract, plus high metabolism. All this talk is making me hungry.
Sam, remember we have a very delicate operation that starts promptly at sunset. You need to be in place an hour and a half prior to that. Everything depends on the operation in Queens going off on time.
You're right. I'll just get the bucket of chicken. I can always have a midnight snack.
Don't even ask what that entails, Captain Richards. Trust me, you don't want to know.
Garrett is picking up the SUV for tonight's op. Maybe he could take you. It'd be a good opportunity to test out the vehicle.
Hey, that sounds great. Thanks.
Now, why would you do that to poor Detective Garrett?
Because Detective Garrett is my Jameson.
Say no more. Ah, Lenora, are you ready for this evening?
I suppose so. I'll just be monitoring one of the landing pads. I'm to stay out of sight just in case any of the Rage operatives recognize me.
Do you think that that's a possibility?
Anything's possible. I came in contact with a lot of Rage mercenaries.
I really don't mean to pry, but how did you end up with Rage?
I really don't mind you asking. It was at the start of the Galactic War. My father fought for the Federation. He left when I was a baby. Our planet was hit by Rage, and I was abducted by them.
And you chose to stay with them?
I was an infant. I didn't learn all of this until many years later. I was raised and indoctrinated in their ways. Over time, I could see that they were an evil empire, but I was stuck there.
How did you break away from them?
This guy right here.
It was on Titan III in the Death River camp. Wi-Fi showed up with his henchman Mondu and Lenora with Lister. The two of them acted like schoolyard bullies trying to influence the retired mercenaries there.
I saw how they acted, especially towards their former soldiers. I realized that if they saw him for what he was, and I'm speaking of both Wi-Fi and Lister, then I should open my eyes too.
Not only did Lenora come over to our side, but so did Mondu.
And let me tell you, neither one of them were very happy about that. So if you're at all concerned about my loyalty, I can assure you that there's no going back for me. Not if I want to live.
Lenora, I'm not doubting your loyalty. I was just curious. Simon said that you were good to go, and that's good enough for me.
You actually said that?
Yes, but don't let that go to your head.
Captain Tam, wake up.
What What?
Tam, wake up. We need to get back to the ship.
Bella? What are you? What am I?
I think Jomak drugged you so you wouldn't follow him.
Drugged?
Take it easy. Do you remember what he did?
He placed a rag over my face. I think it must have been doused with ether because I passed out. Where is he?
I think I saw him go aboard the Canberra, but not up the gangway.
His ship is like mine. There are a couple ways to board. I'm sure he was able to slip in unnoticed.
Do you think you can get up and walk?
I think so. Yeah, I'm good. Just a little headache.
We may have a slight problem.
She okay?
She'll live.
Do you have any idea what happened to her?
It appears that she was following Jomak and he drugged her.
All right, get her back to the ship and take her straight to sick bay. We can do a quick checkup.
This is Captain Tam Fielder. I'm fine. No ill effects. We need to find out what Jomak is up to. He could spoil our entire operation.
Agreed. Break. Mercury for Jaffra.
Jaffra here. I copied. Bella, didn't you board the Canberra with Marco and the nurse?
Well, I told them that I was going back to the bar and see if I can round up any more crew members. I want them to think I'm helping.
We need eyes on that ship. Are you still using the hidden microphone system?
They don't know I'm mic'd up. I don't think Wi-Fi is awake, so he hasn't detected me.
It's imperative that you get back on board so we can find out what Dr. D is up to.
I'll try. I'm not sure I'll be able to key my mic like I did in the bar with Marco. I'll get a message to you somehow.
Barnes and I will be waiting for some kind of signal to know when they depart from the hospital.
I'll do my best.
Before you do anything, get Captain Fielder back to the ship. We need to get her checked out. Gabby will make the necessary preparations. Once she's secured, you can attempt to board the Canberra.
We're on our way. Bella out.
I followed you and Marco back to the ship. I'm almost certain I saw you board.
You're just confused, Captain Tam. You saw me try to enter the ship. They wouldn't let me board. I thought if I went and found some crew members, they'd let me on. What happened to you and Jomak? I thought both of you were behind me.
We went back to the Mercury to report what we saw. Jomak lost his temper and stormed out. I went after him. Barnes took a quad scout vehicle to the hospital, and Nate and Gabby prepped the ship for departure.
Well, I take it you caught up with him.
Yes, and I did not expect him to drug me. He must be very desperate. How long have I been out?
Not very long. After I tried to get on the ship, I started walking in the direction and found you.
You really don't have to walk me back. I'm quite capable of doing this on my own.
Jaffra and Nate seem pretty set on me getting you back. You don't know what kind of narcotic or drug he used.
I can't believe someone would do something like that. Drug a person and knock them out.
Yeah, I can't believe it either.
All right, time is close.
Well, finally. I didn't think this would ever happen.
What's the status on Leonard?
We got a rental for him. It's a 14-passenger bus, much like the vehicles used in retirement homes.
How appropriate. Hopefully we'll be retiring these guys in an hour or so.
What time is he supposed to be here?
Anytime within the next 15 minutes. Officials will be closing off this section of the park soon for upkeep. People not in the loop think some maintenance will be done in the tower lights and the big globe. We've made the bus look like an electrician's maintenance vehicle, so it won't draw any unwanted attention. Nelson, you and Kate will park your vehicle over by that maintenance truck. That's one of our people. We'll be over here.
Sounds good. At sunset, we'll open up this big map and make like we're studying blueprints.
Just make sure you're wearing the white lab coats and hard hats. You should look pretty convincing.
We're going to stay in the car. The windows are tinted, and at that time of day, they won't see us inside.
It would have been nice to wire Leonard, but it's just too risky.
Speaking of which, here he comes.
Well, at least we didn't have a Scarlet incident.
He's got a bank account full of incentive to do this. He knows that if he doesn't follow through with this, he'll go from financially solvent to dirt poor overnight.
A fat bank account is a pretty good incentive.
A parks and recreation bus. Really?
You'll blend in just fine. Are you ready for this?
Yes. Everything is on schedule.
They'll be arriving in separate STIP transfers. We'll all load up and I'll take them back to the apartments.
Once you have the last of the transfers, turn your lights on. That will be the signal for Agent Hawk and me to depart. Nelson and Kelly will follow you. Make sure you drive straight to the apartment complex.
They might be hungry. Some have traveled most of the day.
Just tell them you have plenty of food waiting for them.
But I don't really have that much.
You're going to call us. Here, this is the number. Order a couple of pizzas. We'll deliver. We'll come to your door with the food. Make sure everyone has gathered in your apartment. We could take everyone down then.
If everyone isn't there, just say, no anchovies.
I hate those things. So, what happens if some stay in their room? They might be tired.
We'll have a good head count when you leave here. We'll just hit all the rooms when it's time.
So, when does Louis call Hank for the all clear?
He'll do that once we are all in our respective rooms. So, when I call for the pizza, Louis will have notified Hank.
Is he still planning on coming here for the pickup?
No. He wants to remain in his apartment, I guess in case something goes wrong.
Do you think he'll have any problem getting him to join you and the rest?
He's a Hungen. There will be food. What do you think?
I think he's really going to be disappointed when the pizza doesn't show up.
All right. Go ahead and pull the bus over to the tower. We'll get into position. It won't be long now.
Houston Task Force, Richards.
Hey, Detective Jocko here. We're all set. Letters here, we're getting into place.
Excellent. We are getting things ready to go here, too.
Is Scarlett still playing ball?
Yes. She's quite happy with Kate's work. She's totally on board. Now, what about Leonard and Louis?
Leonard is here with the small bus we furnished. Louis wants to remain in his apartment. Once everyone is safely in their rooms, he'll make the call to Hank. We will notify you once we pull out of here. Then again, when we arrive at Leonard's.
All right. Sounds like things are finally starting to move. We'll be waiting for your call, and from there we can monitor Louis's call to Hank.
All right, happy hunting.
Was that Detective Jocko?
Yes, Leonard just arrived with the transportation to shuttle their visitors back to the apartment. Seems like everything is going smoothly.
In our line of work, there is no such thing as everything going smoothly. But I believe we are ready for anything that is thrown at us. We've already avoided one disaster.
Did Jameson go with Garrett?
Yes, he escorted Sam to the motor pool. I believe they're going with Sam to dinner.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
I was concerned that Sam might get carried away eating. With both Garrett and Jameson with him, they can make sure that he gets back in time.
Did Lenora go with them?
No, she's in our war room monitoring the phone tap. We don't want to miss any communication between Hank and Louis.
You know, I must say, I had my doubts about her.
Because she was so close to Lister?
Yes. I mean, someone that indoctrinated? I find it hard to believe she would change over that fast. She does seem to respect you, though.
We have a bit of history between us. I could have had her locked up back on Titan 3. When I was on Titan 4 meeting the Governor Drachmar, she aided with the escape of Lister.
What exactly happened on Titan 3 to change your mind?
When Lister and Wi-Fi were trying to get the former mercenaries to join them, she saw that loyalty to him meant nothing. He would have sacrificed her for a single mercenary. Wi-Fi's number 2, Mondo, saw this at the same time. Both of them immediately defected and turned themselves into the IDF.
Her story is so sad. You losing her home planet and her parents to the Galactic War? I mean, she's a survivor.
Indeed. I have no idea where she goes from here. This assignment's keeping her busy. I don't know what Pearman has got in store for her after this. I'm guessing that she might be Agent Hawk's ultimate responsibility.
She might find England an interesting place to live.
No. Don't even think that. I have enough trouble keeping an eye on Jameson. I certainly don't think I could do both.
Captain Fielder, we're getting a little worried.
I'm fine. He used a mild sedative on me. I believe it was ether.
I think if you check your sick bay supply cabinet, you'll find some missing.
Why would he plan ahead to drug you? I don't understand.
I'll tell you why. He'll do anything to get his ship back. He didn't want Tam to interfere. He certainly doesn't want me there either.
Looks like he got what he wanted. Unless Marco was totally on his side, I don't see how he can operate that ship with three hostiles on board.
He can't. I need to be on board. You know that if they can retrieve the specimen from the hospital, Lord Zokar is done for.
So you want us to let you get back aboard the Canberra?
Yes, I do.
That's like letting the wolf go into the sheep's pen.
I'm not sure what that means, but I need to be on board. I'm sure I can convince Marco to assist me when the time comes. Jomak will see that my presence will help him. With Lord Zokar, that would give us overwhelming odds.
I thought I'd never say this, but she makes sense. Get back to the ship and do whatever you can to prevent them from taking off.
You think that's a good idea, Nate?
She's not going to do us any good here.
The last thing Bella wants is for the doctor to retrieve that biospecimen he needs for Wi-Fi. I don't think we had any other choice but to let her go back.
I hope this doesn't come back to bite us.
Captain Nate for Jaffra.
Go for Jaffra.
Captain Tam is back on board. Bella found her drugged. Jomak drugged her so he could board the Canberra.
I knew that hothead would eventually do something stupid. How's Tam?
I think she's okay. It appears Jomak took some ether from the sick bay. He has to be pretty desperate to do something like that.
Where is Bella now?
That's why I'm calling. She's convinced she can stop the doctor from going to the hospital to retrieve the specimen, so she's on her way back to the ship.
Well, I can see her motivation for stopping the doctor, but if they take off, they'll still have to get past me and Barnes. Is the Mercury ready for a quick departure if necessary?
Gabby and I have performed a pre-flight. All systems are nominal for takeoff.
Barnes and I are ready for them. I'm sure he'll either send his nurse in to retrieve what he needs, or he'll have his inside contact bring it out to him. Either way, we can intercept. We'll just need you to get here as soon as possible to stop him from taking off.
Understood. I'm sure he'd rather give up his little experiment on Wi-Fi than go to prison. I'll notify you as soon as there's any development.
We'll be waiting.
Are we set for a quick departure?
All systems are primed and ready. We'll just need clearance for departure.
I have a feeling that the doctor won't call for a departure clearance, so we'll need to be filed ahead of time.
I've already taken care of that. I told them we're on standby for an IDF operation, and we would need immediate clearance.
Good. Captain Tam, how are you feeling right now?
Mentally and emotionally, you don't want to know. Physically, I'm fine. I can monitor engineering for you upon departure. I have a few thoughts I'd like to share with Jomak.
I imagine you do. I'll hold him while you express them.
Not to worry. I think I can handle him by myself.
Let's let cooler heads prevail. I'm sending an update to the BSS, and I really don't want to include any beatings.
What reason would he have for drugging you? All he had to do was get on a ship and send you back here.
Because he knew that I would stop him. He's just not thinking clearly. And when Bella shows up, there's no telling what he'll do. All the people on the ship right now are the same ones that put him adrift in that shuttle. He doesn't stand a chance.
I guess you won't have to worry about teaching him a lesson in that case.
Ladies, we have a lot more to worry about. I'm hearing the Canberra just fired up her engines. She's departing.
Will Jaffa and Barnes be able to stop the doctor before the Mercury catches up? Will everything go as planned when the hackers arrive in Queens and Houston? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Day of Reckoning.